Keith, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you, Joe?
Very good. I got your email and I forwarded you where I sent that to notices. And so it would be extremely unusual for them to have not sent it out.
Well, I've looked through my email because I use Gmail
I
for
see.
HOA stuff, and so does Jamie, and neither of us see. We saw where you sent it out for, or where Goodwin sent it out for the newsletter, but not the meeting notice, so.
So did you get the most recent email I just sent where I sent the request over to notices?
I think
November.
so. I
Okay.
think so.
So I sent it to notices November 10th. It would be very unusual for them to not have sent it, but that's where I sent it to notices. And I always copy you guys in case you see a mistake or I'm missing an attachment or something like that. But I sent
Right.
that to them Monday, November 10th, 10:36 a.m.
So you did your
And
job
so,
and I did my job. So if it didn't go out, they didn't do their job.
well, I still hold out hope that it did go out and maybe there was some technical glitch that it didn't go to your email or went to spam or something, but I have to admit that would be odd for two board members to have the same experience. But we'll see. We'll see what kind of crowd we get.
Okay. Well, Jamie's not technically a board member, but.
Oh, right, Paul. Paul. But Jamie should have gotten the notice too. So
Well, everyone in that's on Town Square's list should have gotten it, right?
actually I do it I do it with an email blast because not every homeowner's on Town Square, but we do have emails for anyone that provided email addresses. So usually the coverage is better with an email blast.
Cool.
So, but anyway, we'll see if we get anybody on the call. And if it didn't go out, then I'll follow up with notices. We use what's called VAs, virtual, or not virtual, I don't know what VA stands for, but they're in other countries. And so we make sure they're well trained. And usually they just have one job to do. And this person is named Aya, AYA. And Aya typically does an excellent job. So, but I'll follow up. I'll see what's going on with it. How is the
Okay.
wall looking?
I haven't been down there to see it. I need to get down there. I've been dealing with VA appointments and stuff like that. It's been fun.
Yeah, that's not a pleasant thing. So I did go over there a week ago and I took a picture and the wall is, crumbling further. It's not going to last much longer. So I got a hold of Jeremy, the contractor, and he is waiting on a shipment of those type cinder blocks. And as of a week ago, he didn't have it. He anticipated that it was going to take a little while. He was not concerned about receiving the shipment, but that's what the holdup is. And I did have him go over and inspect the wall, and it's bad. It's really bad. I took a picture of it, but he feels like that since the bricks, the cinder blocks will be in shortly, that he was, I guess, hoping it didn't fall down in the meantime. So, but we made the right decision. It has to be fixed.
We didn't have a choice.
We had no choice, and now that's even exasperated. He used the term that it's just like, I think he said it's like butter or something. It's like a cracker. So, but
Well,
anyway,
the other guy that is with Jeremy, forget his name.
I forget his name too, but
But he said he went, and when I looked at it with him, I think it was last year. It's been that long. He said that when they constructed that wall, they didn't actually put mortar between the cinder block.
yeah.
in the middle. They only did it on the outside.
Yeah, that's bad. Let me see if I can send you the email because it had a picture.
Okay. I don't see your face tonight. I just see Joe Gable.
Oh, I didn't. I was scurrying to find the email where I sent out the notices, and so I didn't do my settings. Okay, here we go. All right, let me look for Jeremy's email that I sent him.
I just reminded Paul of tonight's board meeting.
Right. Okay, you can see the picture from about 9 days ago.
Okay.
And you can see that it's deteriorating.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me at all.
Right.
Ah, oh, crap, I hit the wrong button. You sent it via email, right?
Yeah. Let me send it again.
No. Let me see if there's something going on with I have two phones, so that one might not be doing what it should be doing. Oh,
Okay.
there it is.
Okay. I sent it again.
Oh man, that looks terrible.
It is really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the picture. I hope you
Well,
didn't get close
so
to it.
I thought it, well, I was wish I had an orange cone. I have a couple orange cones for stuff like this, and I was going to put one in front of it, but let me see.
Yeah, that whole thing's going to collapse and it's imminent.
Yeah. Trying to find his reply. But he did take a look at it, and I think we're going to progress pretty quickly. And that'd be a relief to get that done.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it getting done so that we can move forward with other things.
Right.
Well, because that's been on our plate for crap 2 years,
Right. That was the
and
main topic for 2 years.
kind of done dealing with the darn thing.
Right. Well, it was a very complicated thing to do legally, and we went through the proper steps, and so that legal complications caused delays, but he did a good job, Clint. Annual meeting, so I think we're probably going to decide tonight that we're going to have a Zoom call for the annual meeting. Is that
Well,
the
it depends, and here's why it depends. I was sitting here thinking about that and what Mr. Brown said, what Clint said, and the voting is the issue. So the only way I could see we could do that is if Town Square has a way to vote. And
Well, it does.
the reason I say that is if you try to vote through Zoom, then you can't verify who's voting. You don't know if they're actually a
Well,
homeowner.
I've done it before and it's not elegant. And the only thing we have going for us is we don't have many people that show up for annual meetings. And so when it's a small number, and let's say it's 10 people that show up for the annual meeting, then I can do it, and I've done it before. It's just not elegant. So the way it happens is this. First of all, we assume that we have enough candidates to even have an election. So let's take this example. Let's say we have two open seats and we have two volunteers, then the election's pretty simple, right? Both
Well, they
people
both get
win.
elected by acclamation.
That's right. We still go through the voting process, but it's no longer private. It's just how does everyone vote? You don't have a choice. And that's public because everyone has to vote for those two candidates. And that's 90% likely the way it will turn out. Now, let's say the most complicated scenario comes up, and I've had this happen. We get on a Zoom call, and we have two open seats, and then we have three candidates. In other words, a candidate just comes out of the blue that we didn't anticipate. So then, the way I have to do that, let's say we have 10 people and we want to keep it private, then I have each homeowner on the call vote by private chat. And I just say, here's the button you push. And I hope they push the private chat button. And then I collect the votes in a tally format. And it takes time. It'd probably take about a minute per person. But I can do that. Now, I wouldn't knowingly have an election on Zoom by private chat because it's a janky way to do it. The only reason I do it is I take a calculated risk, a gamble that 90% chance that we aren't going to have a volunteer. And so if we have two open seats and two people run, they win by acclamation and it takes about 60 seconds. So I'll do as the board wishes, but knowing that that's the likely outcome to have a very complicated, time-consuming, well, Joe, we have to do the election before the meeting. Let's set up a town square election. In my opinion, based on the 3 or 4 years experience, I mean, when's the last time, who's the last person that volunteered to be on the board?
Paul,
That's Paul. That was a long time ago.
3 years ago almost.
Right. And unless you know someone or someone just comes out of the blue that just decides, okay, you know, I've been quiet all this time, but now I want to run. And remember, I can do it. It's just private chat and it takes about a minute per voter.
So you'd have to verify their address?
No, I have to trust that the person
Is
on the
filling
screen
the
and
honor
the
system.
ID, right? But what is the likelihood of fraud, right? Why would a person knowingly being quiet for 4 years, all of a sudden they're going to commit fraud to get elected to the board of directors? And
Well,
remember, we have three seats, right? We
right.
just haven't been able to fill the third seat.
Right. No one wants it.
So that kind of backs up my claim that I think this is a very viable calculated risk. I think everything's going to go fine.
Well, my only issue with that is I'm not going to say names because we're in a public forum here, okay?
Right.
So that we have a homeowner who doesn't believe that the HOA exists. You know who I'm talking about.
I think I do remember something about that.
And this person has sent recent emails stating that they're going to get their attorney involved and all of this. And what I'm trying to head off at the pass is doing everything by the book so that there's nothing for that person to actually have any substantive claim over.
So let's consider this option. Let's proceed like we're doing right now, and if it turns out like we both think it's going to turn out, then we're doing everything by the book. We have two open seats, we have two volunteers. How does everyone vote? The two candidates win by acclamation. Now, let's say that that doesn't happen. Then we have a third candidate and two open seats, and we actually have to have a real election. Then let's just state at the meeting, look, we I don't know how we would order it. We got surprised. We didn't know we would have a candidate. We haven't had a candidate for 3 years. We've had an open seat on the board that could have been filled at any time, with a special election. And so, because of this unforeseen event, I'm going to have Joe schedule an online election, and it can be, we can do it through Town Square, and details forthcoming. But the way it's going to work is within a few days, Joe is going to send you, and I can mail it too if we want to go that extra step. We're going to have a online election, and the ballots would be open for however long we decide, 10 days or 20 days, and you can cast your vote. And that has built in for fraud protection. Now, people have to be on Town Square is the problem. But if we do it through Town Square, everyone gets an individual key. It's a one-time vote. And so whoever is on Town Square, once they vote, then that key is no longer valid. It prevents fraud. It prevents the husband and wife from voting. And now we still would have to take absentee ballots, and that's and pro well, not proxies, but absentee ballots, and that's a potential for fraud. But I think we're thinking about a lot of stuff that's not going to occur. But if we're only concerned about that particular homeowner, and we should be, and she contests the election of an HOA that she doesn't think legally exist, then that would be the extra step that we would be prepared to take. And that would work.
Well, Paul's not here.
Jamie looks like is here. So
What's his name? Alan Stock said he asked if there's a meeting tonight. I said yes, and told him to go to bphoa.info and click on the link.
okay, so
I'm not
if we
seeing
don't have
Paul.
a quorum, it's 7:01. If we don't have a board member quorum, that's all we need, one more board member to reach quorum, then we can still have a board meeting. We just don't call it. It would be called a town hall meeting.
Correct.
And we can still have the meeting. We just can't make
We can't make any
decisions.
decisions. We
Right.
can't make
Well,
any
we can do an
decisions.
update on the wall.
Yeah, that we can do. I can't approve
Okay.
the minutes or anything without Paul.
No.
Yeah, you can't have your executive session, I guess.
No. And that's something else I want to talk about.
Okay. Let me be bringing that up here in the background and
Already
see
made
what.
you a co-host, Joe.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I sent him a message and I got nothing. I sent him a message 12 minutes ago. I
Yeah, he
haven't received anything.
might be tied up.
Well, I bet he probably forgot. I mean, I didn't send my usual email notice out, and then I didn't get one in Town Square. So I if you wouldn't have told me about it, Keith, I wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah,
I
well,
was so
I have to
busy.
prepare for these things, so I definitely know when the board meetings are. But the
Yeah.
thing is, I was telling Jamie, I kind of cheat a little bit, Joe. You
Yeah.
know, at the first after we have the annual meeting, I have a board meeting like a week later, or at least I
Right.
try to. And we set the calendar. It's on the agenda at that time to set the calendar for the whole year.
Right.
Okay, and then that allows us to pin down when the board meetings are going to be.
Right.
And then I put them in a database, and my code on bphoa.info, if it comes within 14 minutes or 14 minutes, 14 days of that board meeting, it puts it on the website.
Okay.
Hey, Alan, we don't have Paul here yet. I don't know if he's coming or not. I sent him a note, but I haven't received a response. So, without Paul, we can't actually have a board meeting. We can have a town hall.
I'm sorry, I was looking for the link and I couldn't find it, but thanks for sending.
It's always going to be on bphoa.info.
Okay.
And I was just telling the guys here, I kind of cheat a little bit. We do the after the annual meeting, every year we do a board meeting about a week later, and we basically plan the calendar for the year. And so I get the dates of all the board meetings, and I put them in a database, and the code on bphoa.info checks that, and if it's within 14 days of a board meeting, it puts that notice up and the clickable link.
Okay.
Wow, Paul's never missed.
He's preparing for the big rain tomorrow.
The what? The rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to get pretty a lot of rain.
I saw a
Yeah.
guy in the parking lot here at work. He looked like he was building some sort of boat, and I saw pairs of animals getting on it. So I think it's
I
going to
haven't
be a
even
pretty big
checked. When is
rain.
it? When is it supposed to rain?
Starting tonight or tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, I think, in the evening.
Oh, wow.
So, well, I know Joe's prepared because he's got a boat.
That's correct.
I sold all my boats, so they're more racing boats.
And Jamie's
I've got
prepared.
one
He's got
outside
a
my
boat.
house. Yeah, I got one. If it rains that much, we're in trouble. So, is the next meeting after this the annual meeting?
Yeah.
Because it would make sense to just reschedule this one, huh?
I have a question if there's nothing else happening.
I sent him a message. I said, "Hey man, we can't have the meeting without you. Can you make it tonight?"
What's your question, Alan?
I just wondering, what's the status of the wall?
Yeah, I think they're going to cover that.
Joe, you want to handle that one?
I will. So,
If we have a court, if we have others, you can wait. I'm just curious, what the status.
well, so this has turned into a town hall meeting, and so there's really no rules for that. That's just
Right.
everybody talking. So we'll do that until we see if Paul's going to join us.
Okay.
So I inspected the wall a week ago Saturday, and it's a little bit worse. It needs to be dealt with. And so I called the contractor and I said, "We're ready to go. What's up?" And he says, "We're waiting on the cinder blocks." He's ordered them, but they haven't come in yet. Now he's not concerned about the order, but that's what the delay is.
Yeah.
And he did inspect the wall, and he agreed that it's in very bad condition now. I sent a picture of it. Actually, I could probably bring up the picture.
Yeah, I'll quit sharing. Let's see, how do I do that? Shoot.
No, I think I can share.
There we go.
Okay. Can everyone see the wall, or is a balance sheet coming up instead?
Can you blow that up a little bit?
Okay.
So we can see more, a little more detail.
So I'm trying to blow it up, and for whatever reason, well, no, I
No,
have
but
another one.
it's
No,
obvious
I can blow it
bad.
up. I have to open it up on a different screen.
Yeah,
Well,
it's about to fall over.
it's not going to let me blow it up,
Yeah.
but it is extremely bad.
Yeah.
There's parts of it on the ground. There's parts of it that are leaning more so than other parts. And there's a cracked brick, cracked, what, that's not brick, but cinder block at the bottom. So
Right.
yeah, it's not good. And
And that's new damage. It wasn't like that before.
it's gonna rain tomorrow. Oh yay.
Oh,
Well,
shoot.
luckily, it's not going to be high winds. So.
Yeah, that's looking pretty bad.
Well, equally bad as Paul's likelihood of attending.
Yeah, I don't think he's not going to make it tonight.
I don't
So,
think he is, no.
no.
Besides the wall, Keith, any other updates? Anything else going on? I guess we could talk about the annual meeting.
We can. I can just fill people in on what we've done so far. We can't make any decisions without Paul being here because it takes two board members to make any decisions. And since there's only two board members instead of three, because no one will take the third spot, if he's not here, nothing happens. So I asked the association attorney if I went into our bylaws. And I said, hey, our bylaws requires us to have secret ballots. And I said, so we would like to have a virtual annual meeting because the church over here is really difficult to get a hold of. And the last time that we got a hold of the church, the Joe had to go and literally on a Sunday for services, hunt down the pastor and say, hey, can we have our meeting here? And the guy said, yeah. And so we planned it all out. And then when it came time for the actual annual meeting, it was really bad weather predicted. It didn't materialize, but we didn't know
Right.
a day ahead of time. So we made it online and I kind of caught a little hell for that. So it's like, well, there's not much we can do about the weather. But, I was thinking, well, if we can avoid all of that and just do it online, it'd be better. So I sent this thing to the association attorney, and he said that you have to have secret ballots some way. He says you can have a virtual annual meeting, you just have to have a way to do secret voting. And so before everyone came on, I was talking with Joe, and we were debating whether we could do it through Zoom, where he would basically have a private chat with each person who was on the Zoom meeting. Or if we could do it through town hall some way, and there's some pros and cons to each. So that's kind of where we're at.
And so I also talked to Keith about what is the likelihood of someone just coming out of the blue and decides that they want to be on the board, because we have an empty seat right now.
Yeah.
Have had for
And
3 years, 2.5 years.
right. And the likelihood of that, I believe, approaches zero. So if we have the annual meeting on Zoom and it's time for the election and we have two open seats and two volunteers, then we can have the election publicly because there's only two candidates and two open seats, so everyone has to vote for those two candidates. That doesn't have to be private. So we have a show of hands. Is it okay with everyone that these two volunteers fill these two seats by acclamation? They're unopposed. Everyone says yes, and the election's over. And that whole process takes about 60 seconds. The worst possible case, or the most complicated case, is that we go through that process and we have a volunteer come up out of the blue, quiet for 3 years, but now he decides he wants to run. And I think the most likely scenario is that due to that unforeseen circumstance of a surprise volunteer, that we would have an election, an electronic election, a few days later.
There would have to be three people show up then, right? Because there's going to be you'd
The
have to have three people.
likelihood of us having that problem is very remote,
Yeah.
but
So
we need to be prepared.
here's my dilemma. I've got 1 year left on this term. This is my second term. My sweet wife was asking me just yesterday, because I ran on the platform of dissolution of the HOA.
Right.
So far, I've not been able to do that. Okay. So, because I want to get a vote. I want to get a vote to see if people want to get rid of this thing. I do. I don't think it's useful, but I'm only one vote. So if I don't get the dissolution vote in the next year, then I would have to run for a third term. Okay. And then try to get it done within those 3 years. And my sweet wife told me that's going to have to be your last term. Because that at that if you fulfill three-year terms, you'll have served 9 years, and that's enough.
That's, yeah. No, I think this should be wrapped up within the next 2 years.
I would like to do that. I really would.
Maybe sooner if after this wall thing gets done, and then we can start looking at the declarations like you're talking about, or whatever the deed restrictions are that we want to change, and we'll start putting it together after this wall's
And
done.
see, here's my dilemma, the second dilemma. Paul told me, I don't know, a year ago, he says, I'm a one-termer. I'm not going to run for re-election. I asked him at the last board meeting, hey, Paul, would you consider running for another term? I promise I can get you elected.
Right.
And he's like, I'll think about it. I haven't talked to Paul since. He and I are not like really good buddies or anything. He's not a bad guy. We just not real close. And I haven't heard a thing from him. So I don't know if he's decided yes, no, or what. I have no
I
idea.
see him from time to time because he lives right across the street from me. I'll catch him outside and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Should we
And
have a
here's the thing. Here's the thing. In order for me to do anything, okay, on the board, make a decision, whatever, I have to have at least one other board member. Like tonight, we can't make any decisions because the second board member is not here. Okay. That's for everything. I can't make a decision on anything unless there's another board member. Preferably, I'd like to have two. So if one can't make it, I can rely on the other. But no one wants to fill the seats. Now, I've talked with Jamie about coming on the board, and he would be cool with that, but Texas law does not allow him to serve on the ACC committee and as a board member.
There's a new element of that law, and I'm going to paraphrase it, and we can ask Clint for the verbiage. Unless we're having trouble filling the ACC or filling the board, they realized that was too restrictive, that's too hard. And so they made some sort of exception that would apply here. I just don't have the legal verbiage memorized, but
So I'm going to ask
we could get
Jamie.
around that.
I'm going to ask Jamie in front of God and everybody right here, brother, if that's the case and you can run for the board, you going to run for the board this time?
No pressure, you're not on the spot.
I'll ask my wife. She's the one that told me not to last time.
Okay. Okay. To be fair, I've been
But I
very,
can't
very.
see them changing that so quickly since the government
See,
doesn't do anything
hey,
quickly.
Keith, I've been active, and attending all the meetings, but I don't think I could run because I'm just managing my son's property, so I'm not the homeowner itself. So
Well,
I don't think I could do it as
oh,
much
you
as
don't have to be.
you don't have to be. Texas law allows anyone to run for HOA board. You don't have to own a property. You don't have to live here. You could be, I mean, to be fair, President Trump himself could be a board member. Seriously, he could. Who could Nancy Pelosi? I mean, they could be a board member here as long as they're willing to serve.
Well, I know you don't
Yeah.
have to live here, but so you don't have to own a property here either.
Nope.
Huh.
Anyone. The
I live
only
in.
thing that would keep you from running for the board is if you had been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude. That's it.
Well, so far, I don't think so. So.
Well, to come out in the background check that we do, so.
But, I also live in Kyle, which is a little distance, to travel if I have to be there in person and stuff.
The
But,
only time you have to be in person is for an annual meeting, and that's if we don't have a
Oh, it looks
virtual
like
one.
Paul joined.
If we have a
Oh,
virtual
here's
one,
Paul.
huh?
It
Here's
looks
Paul.
like
I see
Paul
him on the
joined.
screen.
No.
Yeah, I see a connection. Yeah.
Paul, how you doing?
I had it in my head it was tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. I can't tell Tuesday from Wednesday.
Well, Paul's here. We can actually have a meeting now.
All
All
right.
right. Well, it is, I'm going to go right into it, guys. It is 1918, or sorry, 1919, 7:19 p.m. Without objection, I'll call the meeting to order. Paul, did you get a chance to review the board meeting minutes?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any issue with them?
No.
I don't either. I make a motion that we approve the 9:17 2025 board meeting minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. I vote yes. The measure is approved. The board meetings are passed and approved. Okay, moving on to new business, nominating committee. Our documents, the bylaws requires us to have a nominating committee. So I'm going to make a motion because it's supposed to be three people. And the nominating committee is more of a, I don't know, what do you want to call it? You're supposed to have it. You can make any, make nominations or it can't. It's just, you're supposed to have it. So because of that,
yeah,
I
they
make
do.
The motion. I make the motion that myself and Jamie be on the nominating committee. Alan, would you like to be the third member?
Sure.
All right. And Alan be the third member of the nominating committee. Because if Paul runs for re-election, it wouldn't look real good if he was on the nominating committee and nominating himself. So I make that motion. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Paul seconds. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The measure passes. So congratulations. You're on the nominating committee, guys.
Okay.
And now for the annual meeting. We've been talking about this before you came on, Paul, about how we're going to do this. And I've had discussions with the HOA attorney. I think I've included you on all of that.
I've seen it.
And it's like, we've got to be able to do voting. And so, Joe, could you catch Paul up on what we've said so far?
Okay, so first of all, we need to consider the likelihood. We have two open seats on the board. How likely is it going to be that we would have more than two candidates? I don't think very likely. So let's assume we have two open seats, two volunteers. Then the candidates win by acclamation, unopposed. We still have the election, but it's just a show of hands because there's no choice. And so the whole election process takes about 60 seconds. Now, let's say a more complicated scenario comes up that we're ready for the election. We have two open seats. I ask for volunteers, and I get three volunteers for two open seats. Then there's two options. We can still keep the votes private. I would poll each homeowner individually and have them cast their vote by private chat. That way only I can see it. And somehow, Keith, we would have to inhibit your ability to look at the private chat. We'll figure that out.
I won't look at it.
Okay, there you go. So anyway, it would be private, meaning I'm the only person that's able to see how individual homeowners voted. And I go through each homeowner. Let's say there's 10 of them. It takes about a minute each. So it's a 10-minute delay while I tally up the votes. And then we have a winner. Now, let's say that that's a little bit loosey-goosey. Okay, then in that unforeseen circumstance that we have three volunteers and only two open seats, and we have to have an election, we would say at the annual meeting, okay, we have a complication. In order to keep the votes private, we are going to have an online election in a few days, and that probably would be via Town Square. And everyone on Town Square gets a voting key, and they can only vote once. And once they use their voting key, then that address can no longer vote. So by doing that, we've covered every possibility.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, and I've done every possibility.
Right.
So there's no surprise.
I didn't know Town Square has that ability. That's pretty cool.
It does. The complication is that it costs $500. And that's not attractive. But we also have the option of SurveyMonkey. The problem with SurveyMonkey, if a person really wants to get elected, they can submit fake votes, and I don't have a good way of catching that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't catch duplicate votes because I sort them by last name. And then if a last name voted twice and it's the same address, then I just delete that duplicate vote. Sometimes a husband and wife vote because they don't talk to each other when they're voting. So anyway, I've had every possible scenario pop up, and I'm very experienced with voter fraud and how to detect it. And so we have every possible scenario covered.
I don't think we're going to have an issue.
No.
I mean, I don't think we're going to have three people pop up and all of a sudden want to be on the board.
I would buy everyone a bottle of whiskey if that happens. Yeah, I was
going to say, I'll bet money.
Right.
For me, it would be a bottle of root beer.
Right. Well, the bottle of whiskey, because I was going to say, let's send Paul a bottle of whiskey to talk him into running again.
Good thing I don't drink.
Right. So
I'm with you on that, Paul. So, okay. The other thing we need to look at is the date, if we're going to have an online annual meeting, because the way I like to do it, and again, this is what I like, because it sets you up really good for the following year, is about a week after you have the annual meeting, we have a board meeting, and we set the calendar for the year, so we know when all the board meetings are going to be. And I kind of cheat a little bit. I take all those board meeting dates and I put them in a database, and I set them up in Zoom so that once those dates roll around within 14 days of that board meeting date, it automatically puts it on bphoa.info. So you could always go there and say, oh, board meeting's coming up, right? So that's what I would like to do. But I think we've got one coming up in late January. I just don't remember the exact date. Can you give me just a second here? And over here in this little box, I don't know if y'all can see it or not. I got to move the Zoom stuff out of my way. Over here in this little box, too far. Upcoming board meeting tentative dates. So the board meeting we already set last at the first board meeting of this year for next year. And it's January 28th, 2026. At 7 p.m. So we would have to have it like a week or so before. Well, where did my stuff go? Gosh darn it.
So what, like January 21st or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hang on. Ooh, you got lucky. because we have a company summit, and it happens to be the week before the 21st. Otherwise, I would have said I'm unavailable.
Okay. So would the 21st work for you, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie, would it work for you?
Yeah.
Alan, would it work for you?
The 21st in what?
Of January for the annual meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Joe, would it work for you?
Yes.
All right, I make a motion that we have the board meeting, a virtual board or board meeting listening, a virtual annual meeting on January 21st, 2026 at 7 p.m. Do I hear a second?
My second.
A second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. That's when the annual meeting will be. It'll be on Zoom, January 21st at 7 p.m. Okay, so we've talked about proxies and voting, online annual meeting. We'll have to send out a board candidate notification prior to Joe, so that we could get whoever, if anyone wants to run.
Right.
And we got the date set up, so as long as we do that, we should be good.
Right.
All right. So we hit all the points. We're down to homeowner concerns. Does anyone have
I got a quick note for Joe, because I was looking at SurveyMonkey, And they have an email invitation collector. So you could send an individual email ballot to individual email addresses, and that way you would only get one response from in each email address.
Okay, I'll look into that.
And that's great. So
We could also, according to the addendum to the de declarative that I sent out when we were talking to the HOA attorney, it says that the board can decide what form is used for voting. It's up to the board. So what we could do, if you wanted to use SurveyMonkey rather than Town Square, is we could basically make up a form, but each form would have like a control number or something. And so only when they send it in, they can only do it once because you'd catch it via the control number.
right. And then also, having used SurveyMonkey for elections quite a bit, I put an extra field, last name only, and then I sort by last name. And then if I see a glaring duplicate, I look into the address and everything. But if it's a glaring duplicate where a husband and wife vo both voted, then I catch it and I just simply delete the duplicate vote.
Okay.
Unless
All right.
they
Well,
voted for different people, then you've got a problem.
yeah.
So let's see. Has anyone got anything more about the annual meeting?
No, I mean, SurveyMonkey's been around for a long time, but I would think there's got to be something out there that's made just for polling as opposed to just a survey. I don't know. I haven't looked, though. I would think there would be something.
There's a number of products, HOA now. There's a lot of them. We concentrate just on Town Square and SurveyMonkey because it's so simple. Town
Okay.
Square better at preventing fraud. But we can
No, that's
also
fine if
use
you
others.
checked into
They're
it.
just expensive. They'd be $500 to $1,000 for the election.
Yeah, there's no
Wow.
reason to spend that.
That's why I don't use those.
SurveyMonkey would be fine.
Right.
Boy, they make that expensive.
Yeah, they do.
I guess it's a good racket if you got it. Yeah. Does anyone else have anything else about the 2026 annual meeting?
Not me.
Going once, going twice. All right, we're up to homeowner concerns. Does anyone have anything they'd like to complain about, compliment, have something that they just, got to let us know about?
I guess I'm the only one that it's ending now, but one thing is we planted our tree that I requested and didn't have to get architectural. I guess I did get architectural. You guys accepted it. But anyway, that's in, and we're in the process of planting things in the flower bed. So it came out okay. We chopped down the old tree that was dying and going to be blown over. So that was taken care of. And
Cool.
the other thing is, I just want to express, I've done it several times, that your dedication, is appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I said, my how do I say this? When I ran as, like I said, on the dissolution platform, and I've not been able to follow through on that, and it makes me feel kind of bad because I like to keep my promises. But you can ask Jamie, I actually didn't want to do this job. But once I was basically told, well, you're the one that knows all the rules, you're the guy, I've kind of taken it and said, well, if I'm going to do the job, I'm going to do it as best I can. So.
Well, I think, the idea has merit, but does everybody understand the cost? I think you guys have brought up there is significant cost to disillusionment, or and
I've talked to the HOA attorney, and he told me at the time, now this has been a few years ago, that it would cost about $10,000 to $12,000 to dissolve. The thing of it is that most of what we do is already handled by the city of Round Rock, and the biggest thing will be Changing the declarative so that it has no mention of an HOA, that's the biggest thing. And the actual vote, and then all the legal paperwork. That's pretty much it. Everything else is kind of already done. I mean, we got rid of the common areas that we were taking care of, and all of the contracts that we have are month to month. So it's not like we would have to buy out a contract with any of our vendors. So it's really, really simple if once it comes to that point. My thing is I want to make sure that we still have deed restrictions, because you don't want to dissolve and not have deed restrictions, because then anyone can do anything. And oh boy, let's paint our house purple with pink polka dots, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. You don't want that. But at the same time, the HOA, from because of the way we came to power, it was very reluctant, and it was literally a fight, and I mean a big fight. And it was very, very hard on especially Jamie and myself. And I don't want to do that again. I really don't want to do that again. Now, I am prepared in case that we don't dissolve. It's possible we don't get enough votes to dissolve. That's possible. So if we don't dissolve, one of the last thing I want to do before I leave the board, and again, this ties into how we came to power, is when we removed the other two directors before I became president, we had to have 128 votes to get rid of those guys. And only the people who voted them in could vote them out. I would like to change that provision to be a majority at a special or regular board meeting, so that they can just go. Okay. So if you have a quorum of 28, okay, and 15 vote to get rid of them, they're gone. And that means that board members would have to be more receptive to the people who live here rather than do whatever the hell they want,
Yeah,
which
there's
is
more
what's been the
accountability that
case.
way because they basically were doing whatever they wanted without any care of what anybody said or thought.
And so I want to make sure that no one has to go through what we went through, because it was not easy. And it was blood, sweat, and tears.
They were just taking advantage of the community. So once they were gone, that's why you don't really see many people. I mean, a lot of people showed up at the annual meeting back then and would complain and complain, and they'd act like they were concerned and they'd take notes. They'd take notes. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good, and to get nothing done. And year after year, it was the same thing, and people show up and complain. But now that they're gone, and some we have boards that actually listen and do something, that's why you don't see a lot more participation now because people are fine with the way it's running. You know, a lot of people show up when they're pissed, but when things are going okay, they don't really.
Well, one of the first acts that we did, and again, this is our feather in our cap, is we reduced the dues from 180 down to 170. And in spite of all the inflation and crap, we've kept that going now for 5 years, same rate. And it's because we've been very aggressive at cutting costs. So that's why we were able to do that, because we would have been at a deficit 2 years ago had we not. So that's part of it. And there's, like I said, there's a lot people don't see on the back end that we're doing, okay? When we get a renewal notice from Goodwin, they want X percent increase. Some one year I'll say, okay, fine, next year, well, like this year, I said, well, can we have it this much? And they agreed. So we're always trying to fight for the homeowner, so that they get something for this, right? And I try real hard not to take anything from any of this. There's some things I like to do, like the Christmas decorating contest that's coming up. Man, that's a whole lot of fun, handing out $100 gift cards. That's cool. All right. But I mean, those kind of things are fun. The ones that are not fun is when you have to send somebody to collections because they haven't paid their dues. That
I
sucks.
was going to ask, have we had any success on any of the collections?
I'm not sure. That's what we're going to talk about in executive session.
Yeah. And then the other quick question I have is, have the homeowners that are associated with the wall, have you had, you find cooperation with them? They agree to
Two
the.
of them agreed, and we decided at the last board meeting, because the other three didn't respond, that we would just be the third vote, and
Right.
we approved it for them, because technically we didn't want to do this, but we didn't have to ask permission. The documents allow us to just do, and so we tried to get everyone's input, but those who chose not to respond, there's not a lot I can do about that.
Right. Well, I can tell you that from a dues point of view, you guys have done very good. We have a property in California that we're paying about $500 a month.
Bye.
And
That's great.
I'm
Not a
scratching,
win.
you know, that it's
That's
getting
like
more for
condo
the taxes you
associations,
have
man.
to pay. And I think the people in Florida are having a similar problem.
Ugh.
But you know, it's very expensive, and you can appreciate, I mean, I appreciate what you guys are doing, so.
I appreciate you appreciate it. The thing of it is like I've told everyone, I turned 60 in a couple weeks, and I'm not gonna live forever. And my sweet wife is like, are you gonna run for another term? I'm like, well, it depends. So she's kind of sick of me saying, "Oh, I've got a board meeting tonight." And she's like, "Crap, I didn't plan on
Yeah.
anything to cook you for dinner, so we have to rush through dinner so I can come to do this." And I'm like, "Well, okay." And I'm sure others have been in that same situation, Paul and Jamie both, because of, "Oh, crap, there's a board meeting
She's
tonight." Sorry, Paul.
waiting on me right now.
Well, I
I'm
personally
like,
didn't.
I would love to be just turning 60.
Well, yeah, but I've got some issues.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got to get an X-ray on my right shoulder. I took the dog to the vet about a month ago, and she was pulling real hard on the leash and did something to my shoulder. So, I got to get up to the VA and get a X-ray.
No, none of that's fun.
No. And this wouldn't have happened if I was, 10 years younger. It might have hurt, but it would be fine. It's 4 weeks on and it still hurts.
Okay, well,
So,
you answered all my questions.
anyone got any other concerns?
Not me.
No. I'm going to ask. I think we've already asked Jamie. He said he's going to ask his wife, Paul. Any chance I could convince you to run for another term?
Chances, I would have to say no. Obviously,
Okay.
just I've taking on more responsibility at work, and I'm also taking on the president's role in my car club, so I've
Oh,
got more things
congratulations.
on my plate.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to see I'm sorry to that you'll be stepping away, but it's been a privilege working with you.
It's been interesting. I mean, as I've said many times, I never wanted to be part of the board. I was running against Vince, which. And he left, so
Yeah, but the thing of it is I've told other people, in order for me to do anything, or well, any board member, you have to have at least two on the board. And
yep.
if there's not two, nothing happens.
Understood.
So, all right, well, in that case, we're going to go into executive session unless anyone has any concerns.
Nope, I'll
I'll see
leave.
y'all later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, have a good evening and enjoy the weather tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let me stop recording.